Summit Bays. Minani Mili. The Mishnah makes the following distinction, that if there's a question of priority in Dam Chatos and Dam Ola, Dam Chatos gets priority. If there's a priority issue with regard to the Evarim of Ola and the Emurim of Chatos, then we give first priority to the Evrei HaOla. Ola first and then Chatos second. So Minani Mili, how do we know this? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa is going to Darshan in a pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Ches, in the Parsha in Baloscha of Chinuch of Leviim Lavodas HaMishkan, Chinuch meaning the beginning of their Avoda, Tchilas Avoda. Kodesh Baruch Hu commands Moshe that before the Leviim serve their Avoda in the Mishkan, they should be mitar for the purpose of the Avodas HaLeviim. And amongst the various rituals, one is the bringing of a Seder Karbonos. And the Torah says, V'lokhu par ben bakar minchaso soles blula vashemen, upar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatos. What is the pasuk telling us? The Braisa asks, when it says, Upar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatos. In bo lelamid shehem shnayim, if the pasuk is coming to teach us that you need to take two parim, harek far nemar, a little bit later on in that same perek, in perek ches, it says, Valavim yismuchu es yideim arosha parim, so we already know that they have to bring, it's a responsibility to bring two parim, one for chatos, one for an ola. So matam lomar, why did the Torah have to say ufar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatos? So that part of the pasuk is superfluous. But rather we darshan it this way, yochol, sheyochol, I would think, shetehei chatos kodemes l'chol ma'ise ha'ola, that chatos gets preference with regard to everything, whether it's zrika or whether it's haktar se'imurim. Chatos should always come first. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, upar sheni ben bokar tikach l'chatos, the chatos is here called par sheni, means it comes second and not first, which means that the hakrova of the chatos will be second in sequence. The Braisa continues, impar sheni. If the Torah would have just written this pasuk, upar sheni ben bokar tikach lechatos, yochal, I would think, shetehe ola kodemes lechatos lechol maaseh, in other words, even with regard to zrikas adam, I would think that the Ola comes first. Talmud Lomar, Vasei es ha'echad chatos, ves ha'echad Ola. The chatos is mentioned first in the pasuk, to teach me kedima of chatos over Ola. Ha'ketzad, so how do I reconcile this? On the one hand, Ola gets preference, on the other hand, chatos gets preference. But rather, dam chatos kodem, l'dam ha'ola, mipnei shu meratze. As far as Ritzu is concerned, Dam Chatos gets priority because Chatos is the quintessential Ritzu. But Avri Ola, if you're talking about just burning the Emurim of Chatos or the Akhtar of the Avarim of the Ola, then Avarim come first because it's Kolil Le'ishim. So since we have one pasuk that teaches us that we should be marked in the Chatos, another one that we should be marked in the Ola, it's more logical to assume that as far as Rikas Adam, the Chatos comes first because its Dam is Meratz. But as far as Haktar is concerned, the Evrei Ola get preference because Ola is Kulei Kolil. And there's another possible reason here with the Shita Mekubetzes explains why the Dam Chatos comes first, but the Evrei Ola come first and not the other way around. He says, because the pasuk v'yaseh es ha'chad chatos v'es ha'chad olah, from which we derive the din of Kedimas Chatos, uses the lashon of Asiya. Asiya is a reference to Dam. Okay, fine. Now we go on. And Vamai, the Gemara says, why is it that all the four matonos in the case of Dam Chatos take priority before the Dam Ola? If the reasoning is that Dam Chatos comes first because it's Meratzeh, then the first matona generates Kapora. As we learned earlier on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, that if he only gave one matana, then the kapara is guaranteed and he fulfills his chiyuv. So once he did the first matana of the Dam Chatos, at that point he should take a break and do the matana of the Ola. Is matana kamaisa the mechapra tikdom v'hanach lo, but for the balance of the other three matanos, once he's already clinched his kapara, let him be makdim the Ola at that point. In other words, the Kohen is going to do one matana of the Dam Chatos, then he'll be Zorik the Dam Ola. He will go ahead and he'll makdir, he'll put on the Mizbech the Evarim of the Ola, and then he goes back to complete the matanos of Dam Chatos. It seems that the Gemara is assuming that Dam HaOla should come before a Murei Chatos. That's going to be one side of the Gemara that we're about to embark upon. According to one side, the other side of the Gemara, a Murei Chatos come first because it's what we call Boy Mikoach Mechaper, which is a svara that we'll try to understand. So therefore the other Matonas Dam of the Chatos are not worse L'chor than a Murei Chatos. And therefore they should come mikoach mechaper before the Zrikas Adam of Ola. So that seems to be the assumption of the Gemara at this point. So Gemara answers on Ravina Hocha, in this pasuk from which we derive that Dam Chatos comes first before Dam Ola, Bechatos HaLeviim Askiyun. We're talking about the Leviim bringing their Chatos at the time of the Chinuch for Avodah. And this chatos is not a chatos chet, it's not your classical chatos which is engendered by chet as a kapara, because the Levim were not guilty of any sin. And even though the chatos of the Levim would be more similar in its essence to an ola, because both ola and in this case chatos ha-Levim are not coming for chet, nevertheless, Kamarachmona he tikdom. The Torah nevertheless teaches us in this context of Chatos HaLevim that this Chatos comes before the Ola. We see from this that anything that's called Chatos, if it just has the name Chatos, even though it doesn't generate a Kapara, it comes before the Ola. And therefore we understand that all Matanos, not just the first one, of a Chatos, should come before the Ola, even though we only require the first matana, which is critical to generate the kapar. The other three are not. The Gemara gives another answer, an alternative answer. B'marava Amri, back in Eretz Yisrael, they gave the answer. Hoel v'hischil b'matanos. Once the Kohen began with the nisinas matanos of Dam Chatos, he already sprinkled the first matana, which generates kapara, and that came before the Dam Ola Gomer. He should then complete the process of the matnos of all the four matanos of Chatos, even though the other three would not generate a kapara. So let's just review what the Gemara is pointing out here as far as the Chatos Leviim is concerned, and that is that the Leviim brought the Chatos as part of their chinuch, and it doesn't generate any kapara. The Leviim were now being, let's use the word, inaugurated. For what purpose? To replace the Bechorim in the Avodas HaMikdash, because the Bechorim were disqualified after the Chet HaEgel. And they brought an offering that would, in some sense, be mechaper for the Chet HaEgel. However, it's not a classical kapara karbon, a kapara chatos, because here the Levim have no need to atone for their sins. And even despite that fact, the Torah, the Mikra puts and gives first priority to the chatos before the Ola. And the reason for that is because it was designated as a chatos. And the Shem chatos is enough to generate priority kedima for the Dam chatos. And the Dam chatos has more kedusha than the Dam Ola insofar as it's a chatos, period. And that's the Gemara's first answer. The Gemara's second answer is that once you started the process of Zrika, then you want to complete the process of Zrika. Now the Gemara is going to bring us a series of no less than three sfeikos, three investigations that we have to understand. The first one, based on the fact that Mishnah establishes that Dam Chatos comes before Dam Ola, and on the flip side, the Evarim of the Ola, as far as Haktar is concerned, they come before the Emurim of the Chatos. Iboilahu, Dam Chatos, which requires Rika, the Evre Ola, which requires Haktara, Ezemiyam Kodem. Here's your choice. You have Dam Chatos on the one hand, and you have Haktara Seivari Ola on the other hand. Dam Chatos Kodem Mipnei Shemaratze. O Dilma Evre Ola Kodem Mipnei Shem Kolil La'ishin. In other words, each one, whether it's the Zrikas Dam Chatos or whether it's the Haktara Seivari Ola, each one has a mila, has a certain kedusha element, this one because of Ritzu, and this one because of Kolil, which of the two takes precedence? Toshma, the Gemara, tries to bring a raya to be poshek this suffek from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, our Mishnah, if you've been dyed in the Lush, it says, Dam Chatos Kodem L'Dam Ola. And it would seem that the Dam Ola, the Dam Chatos comes only before the Dam Ola. The Dam Ola hu dekadim, le'evrei Ola lo kadim. In other words, why did the Mishnah emphasize Dam Chatos kodim, that only the Dam is kodim to the Dam Ola? But if it was Dam Chatos and Evrei Ola, then we would not apply the principle of Kedima to Dam Chatos, but rather Kedima would be granted to Evrei Ola. So Gemara rejects this. Adarabba, you can say the opposite. Me Seifa, let's read the Seifa of the Mishnah. It says, Evrei Ola kodmin li'emure chatos. Le'emure chatos hu dekodim le'dam chatos lo kodim. The Torah is emphasizing in the Seifa, the Mishnah is emphasizing in the Seifa that Evrei Ola get preference over a Murei Chatos, but not, apparently by Dik, not prioritized above Dam Chatos. Elameha Lekal Mishmina. Therefore, there's no way of being Machria from the Mashmos to the Mishnah, because it could go in two different ways. And the Gemara seems to be left with a Suffolk without any Pshitas HaSuffolk. And the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchus Tvinim Musafim, writes that therefore the Rambam Paskins, that Ezemem Sheyirtze Yaktim, the Kohen can decide, it's his decision which one he wants to be Makdim, because the Gemara doesn't come up with any final conclusion. The Sfasemes and other Achronim, they reinterpret the Rambam that the Gemara did not end up in a Suffolk, but since the Mishnah has two Diyukim Asosrim, therefore the Kavana of the Mishnah must be Ezemem Sheyirtze. Ibailu, we're ready for the second suffix. Dam Ola ve'emore emure chatos ezemem kodem. What comes first, the Dam Ola for Zrika or the emure chatos for Dam Ha'ola kodem deka'asi mikach kolil? It has the additional element of Kiddusha because it's all burnt on the Mizbeach. Even though we're talking about not the not the Avarim of the Ola, we're talking about the Damhol, the Zrika, but nevertheless the Zrika is also understood as Mikoach. Please emphasize the word Mikoach Kolil. Again, the Damhol is not considered Kolil. Kolil is only a relevant term when you're talking about something that's placed on the Eish. The Dam is not placed on the Eish, but it comes Mikoach Kolil. In other words, it's Mikoach, a carbon, where the Evarim are Kolil on the Mizbeach. And that's the first side of the Gemara. So let's give preference to the Dama Ola above the Emurei Chata. So Dilma, should we say, no, Emurei Chata is called Mitakasi Mikoach Mechaper. Because even though the Emurim are not necessary, they're not critical to generate the Kapara, but nevertheless, it's Mikoach Mechaper, because we're talking about a Karban Chatos, and it's part of the Avodah Mechatos. The Chatos is a Mechaper for Chayvei Krisus. The Ola is not a Mechaper unless you violate a Mitzvah Saseh. And it would seem that this Suffolk is very similar to the previous Suffolk. Tosus points out here, Dibra Maschil Dam Ola Ve'emuri, that the previous Suffolk in the Gemara was on two things, Shnei Dvarim. In other words, two things, each one has a Maila B'atzma, its own Maila. One is Mechaper, one is Kolil. This suffix here is al shnei dvarim shel shneim ein maila biatzma, on two things, neither of which have any maila in and of themselves, but they're ba mikoach, a carbon that has a maila. But in that sense, again, it's hard to differentiate between these two sfeikas. The Achronim assume that Tosus is trying to create an independence here, that these two sfeikas are independent one of the other. There's no tlut, there's no dependence here. And no matter what your achra would be on the first suffix, it doesn't necessarily compel you to have achra on the second suffix. And the Keren Or embellishes this further. He says that these two sfeikos are really in essence interdependent. They depend one on the other, because if the Mechaper is Adif, then Ba Mikoch Mechaper is Adif. And if the Kol is Adif, then Ba Mikoch Kol is Adif. So therefore, according to the Rambam that we mentioned before, that he paskins Ezem and Sheyirtzeh, if the Kohen would be Makdim, the Mechaper, to the Kolil, then once having done so, he would not have to be Makdim, the Ba Mikoch Kolil, to the Ba Mikoch Mechaper, because... No, I'm sorry, he would not, what I meant to say is that according to the Tosfos, the Rambam would not have to say that he has to be Makdim the Bomiko, but according to the Keren Oro, who says the two Sfeikas are interdependent, then he has to be consistent. Now, the Achronim ask another Kasha. Why doesn't the Gemara offer a logical Pshitas on this Sufek from the Psukim of Chinuch Levim, the Psukim from which we derive the Kedima of Dam Chatos Te'evare Ola? Because in that context, the Levim had two Karbanos, the Chatos and Ola, in front of them, and they were commanded to Shech the Chatos and Bizorik the Dam, and then to Shech the Ola and to Bizorik the Dam and be Makta the Evarim of the Ola, and then to be Makta the Emurim of the Chatos. So we see clearly from this that Dama Ola comes before Emurei Chatos. So why didn't the Gemara be Machriya the Suffolk from the Psukim themselves? And there's a lot of discussion about this in the Achronim Ayin Shom. Toshma, the Gemara wants to bring a riot to be Poshate the second Suffolk, based on our Mishnah, Dam Chatos Kodim L'Dam Ola. The diuk here is that Dam Chatos, only the Dam itself is Kodem L'Dama Ola, but Emurei Chatos Lo. And the Gemara rejects it for the same reason that it rejected it above, Adarabba, Mi Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa. It says, Evare Ola Kodemim L'Emurei Chatos, mashma that the Evare Ola are given a din of Kedima to Emurei Chatos. But Aval Dama Ola Lo, The Dama Ola, even though it's Bar Mikol Kolil, is not given Kedima to Emurei Chatos, because the Emurei Chatos come Mikoach Mechaper, the Ritzui of Chatos. El Mehol Leka Lemishma Mino. So the Gemara doesn't come to any definite conclusion regarding the first and the second Sveikos. Iboilehu, the third Safek, Dam Ola v'Dam Asham. So we need to be Zorik both Dam Asham and Dam Ola. Ezmian Koda, which gets priority? Dam Ola Koda, the Kosi Mikoach Kolit. We've already established this Svara above, that even the Dam, although it's not Kolil, it's not on the Ishim, but nevertheless it's Mikoach Kolil, but Odilma Dam Asham Kodem Demechaper. The Dam, the Zrikas Adam of Asham, is a Mechaper. The Achronim are perplexed by this Safek, because we learned in our Mishnah that Dam Chatos comes before Dam Ola because it's Mechaper. Why shouldn't we apply the same logic to Dam Asham? Namely, that it's Kodem L'Dam Ola because Dam Asham is Mechaper. So the Mari Kurkus, one of the Megurashei Sfara, back 5 centuries ago, in Hilchos Tumim Musaf Berktes, says that the Gemara's Safek is that perhaps the din of Dam Chatos Kodem L'Dam Ola is predicated on a second logical variable, namely that Dam Chatos is given to 4 Kronos HaMizbeach and the Yesod. Add that to the fact it's Mechaper, and then we tip the scale in favor of Dam Chatos above Dam Ola. Dam Asham doesn't have this second Mila. It doesn't have the Mila of Arba Kronos, and therefore perhaps there should be no Kedima to the Dam Asham above the Dam HaOla, which is Bar Mikoach Kolil. Now, the Gemara doesn't have a suffix with regard to Dam HaOsham and Evare Ola. That doesn't appear in the Gemara, which one should come first. And Tosus explains here, Dibra Maskel Dam HaOla, that the suffix, this suffix is just like the suffix the Gemara had above with regard to Dam Chatos and Evare Ola, which comes first. You know, it's Dam HaOsham is Mechaper, like Dam Chatos, and therefore the same logic of Bar Mikoach would apply to the case of Asham. Toshma, the Gemara wants to be poshik this suffek from our Mishnah. It says Dam Chatos Kodem L'Dam Ola. There's no mention here of Dam Asham. The Mishnah should have said that not only Dam Chatos comes before Dam Ola, but even Dam Asham comes before Ola. The implication is that only Dam Chatos gives priority, but not Dam Asham. Avol Dam Asham Lo. And the Gemara rejects it, because it's possible that Dam Asham is also prioritized before Dam Ola. Bedinu di boile misne Dam Asham. It should have mentioned Dam Asham before Dam Ola. And if it would have mentioned Dam Asham, we would have derived with a Kal V'Chomer how much more so Dam Chatos. But I di boile misne Sefer. But the Mishnah wants to introduce the Sefer that Evare Ola Kodmin Levare Li'emure Chatos, that there's a din of Kedima even as far as Ola is, to come first before Chatos. And there the Tana could not have mentioned Asham in the place of Chatos. The Tana Le'emure Asham, if the Mishnah, the Tana of Mishnah in the Sefer would have mentioned that Evare Ola come before Emure Asham, Havamina would have come to the mistaken conclusion, Emure Asham Hudakadmi, when do we give Kedima to Evare Ola? That's relative to Emurei Asham. However, Lemurei Chatos Lo Kodmi, because since Emurei Chatos come Mikoach HaMechaper, and the Mechaper of Chatos is that much more significant than the Mechaper of Asham. Now we could talk about this, you know, how do we know that the Chatos is more Chomer than Asham? But that we know. Lemuri Chatos Lo Kodmi, Mishum Hachitana, since the Mishnah in the Sefer had to mention Chatos, so I didn't Tony Sefer Chatos, Tony Reishanami Chatos, but Enochinami, the din of Kedimas Dam Chatos, would apply to Dam HaOsham as well. Now, it's interesting. Could we have said that a Vari Ola would not be Kodim Teimurei Chatos? The pasuk itself seems to indicate to the contrary. Par Sheni Shel Ben Bakar Tikach L'Chatos, which is more brought here at the beginning of Asugya. So certainly, Ola Kodemus L'Chatos, for something or other, what would it be Kodim for? And perhaps we would have said that the pasuk is referring to the Shalosh Matonos Achronos, the other balance of the Matonos of Dam Chatos, that the Murim, the Eivorim of the Ola come first, before the Shalosh Matonos. Toshma, let's see if we can be poshet this Sofeg from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chatos Kodim Liosham. And it's Mashpah the Chatos who dekod Malay Liosham. Aval Ola Lo, that there's no din of Kedima regarding the Ola vis-a-vis the Osham. The Mishnah clearly states that the Kedima here vis-a-vis Osham is Chatos, but not Ola. So Ola doesn't have any Kedima to Osham. And therefore, if Ola would be Kodemes, the Tana should have mentioned Ola Kodemes Li Osham. Nowhere does the Mishnah mention that Ola comes before Osham. If the Mishnah had told me explicitly that Ola comes before Osham, we would have known that Chatos with the Kal V'chomer would certainly come before Osham. So tell me the bigger Chiddush. And from the fact that the Mishnah omitted the formulation that Ola comes before Osham, then we prove that Ola has no din of Kedima to Osham. And my lav dam, and l'chora we're talking about zrikas adam, and the Tana says that dam chatos comes before dam asham, and the implication would be that dam ola does not have kedima to dam asham, because otherwise the Mishnah should have mentioned it. Lo, the Gemara rejects this. This din that chatos comes before asham is not referring to zrika as you would have said it, but rather to a murim. To the Akhtar Saimurim, that in case of a Muri Chatos and a Muri Osham, we give Kedima to a Muri Chatos above a Muri Osham. So we can't make the Diuk from here as far as Dama Ola and Dama Osham, which should come first. Dekanami, the Gemara supports this Diuk. Midiktani, from what the Mishnah says, Midnesha Dama Nitan Li Arba Kronos Al Yisod. So obviously the Mishnah is talking about Dam, is Shema Minah, therefore we have to certainly conclude that when the Mishnah establishes Kedimah here of Chatos Kodemes Liosham, it's not talking about Dam, but rather on Imurim. If it was talking about the Dam, then we wouldn't have to mention the Chatos comes before the Osham of Nesha Doma Nitan, but rather Chatos Kodemes Liosham of Neshu Nitan. In other words, we've already spoken about Dam, then just mention Mitneshu Nitan. And instead, it says Mitnesha Doma Nitan. So that would seem to indicate Shema Minah that we're talking about Chatos Kodemes Liosham, not with regard to Dam, but rather with regard to the Emurim. So let's just review the last piece in the Gemara, the third Sufik of Dam Ola V'Dam Osham. Which comes first, Ola or Osham, as far as Rikas Dam? On the one hand, Dam Ola should come first because Mikoch Kolil, or on the other hand, the Dam Osham should come first because it's Mikoch Mechaper. And the Gemara thought that perhaps we can resolve this suffix from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says Dam Chatos Kodem L'Dam Ola, implying that only Dam Chatos gets preference to Dam Ola, but Dam Osham would be secondary, would take a back seat, because if the Mishnah would have held that even Dam Osham gets Kedima to Dam Ola, then the Mishnah should have told me the bigger Chiddush, and then B'Kavachom I would know that the Dam Chatos comes before the Dam Ola. And the Gemara rejects this proof by saying that the Tana really would have taught Osham, but since in the Sefer the Tana wanted to teach us that a Vare Ola come before a Murei Chatos, and if he would have mentioned a Murei Osham here, we would have thought that Le'e Murei Chatos Lo Kadmi, that the Evarei Ola only get preference and precedence over a Murei Osham, but not over a Murei Chatos. That would have been a Havamina. And therefore, the Mishnah mentions Chatos. Then the Gemara analyzes another part of the Mishnah. It says, Chatos Kodem Li Osham. It would seem that only Chatos comes before Osham, but Ola would not come before Osham. And now the Gemara in the Havamina, when it wants to prove from this Mishnah, thinks that we're talking about Dam. Because again, our suffix here was whether Dam Ola comes before Dam Osham, or the reverse, Dam Ola has preference because it's Kasi Mikoach Kolil, or Dam Osham Mikoach Mechaper. And here the Mishnah says that Chatos comes before Osham. Mashma, that Chatos and only Chatos comes before Osham, but Ola does not come before Osham. And if we assume we're talking about Zrikas Adam, then the Mishnah is telling us that the Zrikas Ola has no power of Kedima over Osham. It's only Chatos, only the Zrik of Chatos that comes, that has Kedima. Again, if you would have assumed that in Zrikas Adam the Ola gets Kedima to Osham, then the Mishnah should have mentioned that, and Kolshke would have said that certainly in the case of Dam Chatos, which has a greater Kedusha, then it certainly gets Kedima. It would be totally superfluous to tell me that Dam Chatos comes before Osham, because if once you've told me that Dam Osham, if Dam Ola gets Kedima to Dam Osham, then how much more so Dam Chatos would get Kedima to Dam Osham? So the Mishnah should have spelled out that Dam Ola is Kodim L'Dam Ola L'Dam Chatos, and from the fact that the Mishnah omitted it, that proves just the opposite, that it's not so, that Dam Ola does not get precedence over Dam HaOsham. So Gemara says, Lo, this is not the subject of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not dealing with Kedima with regard to Dam, but rather with Kedima with regard to Emurim. And it's teaching us that the Emurim of Chatos have Kedima over the Emurim of an Osham. And we're not excluding Ola, meaning Evarei Ola, from getting Kedima over the Emurim of Osham. In fact, the Emurim of Ola get Kedima even over the Emurim of Chatos, and how much more so over the Emurim of Ola. But since the Mishnah is dealing with Emurim, we understand that it gives us the bigger Chiddush, and maybe we understand the lesser Chiddush. It teaches me that even Chatos Emurim, even the Emurim of Chatos, which are lower on the scale than the Evari Ola, they take precedence to the Emurim of an Osham. And Dekonami Diktoni Mipnesha Domam Nitan, meaning because of the Nesin on the Arba Kronos. And it doesn't just say in a general sense Mipnei Shenitan. Instead of the Mishnah saying that Chatos Kodemus Li Osham Mipnei Shedoma Nitan, it should have said Chatos Kodemus Li Osham Mipnei Shehu Nitan. So the reason why the Mishnah mentioned Doma Nitan when it should have said Hu Nitan, and again, the reason why the logic is to leave out the word Dam, Mipnesha Doma Nitan, is because it already mentioned in the Mishnah that the Dam is Nitan L'Arba Kronos. So, and here he says Doma Nitan again, apparently he wants to tell you that we're talking about Emurim and we're not talking about Dam. Now there's no hachra this safek. It doesn't seem that we resolve our issue as to the question of dam ha'ola and dam ha'oshem, which comes first. And it would seem that the Rambam would again hold here that ezimihem shiyirtze kodem. Now the Mishnah said that chatos kodemes li oshem mipnei shedoma nitan li arba kronos al hayisod. So Gemara asked the following question, adarabba, why didn't the Mishnah say the exact opposite? Namely that oshem kodim, we should give oshem kedima to chatos, because oshem has a maila that chatos is lacking. Shekein yeshlo kitzba, that is a special, a limited shiur, a specified shiur as far as the behema that you bring from an oshem. It has to be a shove shtei sloim. And this is derived in the Gemara later on, Adaf Tzadi, from the pasuk be'erkecha kesef shkola b'shekel hakodesh li asham, whereas chatos doesn't have a shear, even if it's worth a kol shu, you can bring the behema for a chatos. So the Gemara answers afilu hachi, even though there is a mila to asham, and the fact that it has this minimum value of shtei sloim, whereas chatos doesn't, nevertheless chatos gets kedima to asham b'nei ribui. The Mizbeach Odif, the Mila of Chatos, is that it has more avodus on the Mizbeach. You have a Zrikas Dam on 4 Kronos and on the Yisod. That gives it an Adifus, a certain priority, over Asham, despite the Mila of an Asham. The Mishnah continues and says, Asham Kodem Litoda, Ve'el Nazir. And the reason for that is because Asham is Kodshe Kodshim. So Gemara asks Adarabba, why don't we say the exact opposite, that Todavil Nazir Kadmi, there's a Kadima, a priority to Toda and El Nazir, and what's their mile above Asham? And the answer is she came to Unim Lechem, because these are Karbanos, both Toda and El Nazir, that are accompanied by Lechem, as we discussed in the previous year. Is the Mishnah, the Gemara answers, Afilu Hachi, despite the mile of Todel Nazir that they bring Lechamim, nevertheless Asham gets Kedima because Kodshe Kodshim Adifa, the mile of Asham that it's Kodshe Kodshim, trumps the mile of Toda and El Nazir insofar as they are accompanied by Lechamim. The Mishnah says, Toda V'El Nazir, Kodmim Lishlamim. And the reason for that is because these karbonas Toda Ve'el Nazir are only eaten for one day, whereas Shlomim are eaten for 2 days. Adarabba, why not say the exact opposite? Shlomim kadmi, because of the mile of Shlomim, shekein yeshna b'tzibur kibiyachid. Shlomim is a karbon that comes b'tzibur, not only b'yachid, and that's the kibsei atzeres, the shalmei tzibur that are brought, the shtei lechem, and the kibsei atzeres that are brought on Chag HaShavuos, whereas Toda and El Nazir can never come b'tzibur, they only come as a korban yachid. So the Gemara answers, Afilu Hachi, despite this mila to Shlomim, insofar as it can be brought as a korban tzibur, nevertheless Toda and El Nazir get kedima mishum shenecholim liom echad adifi, that mila trumps the mila of the Shlomim being a korban tzibur. Ivoilhu, the Gemara raises the following suffix. Toda ve'el nazir ezemen kodem. Between Toda and Nazir, which come first? Toda and El Nazir. Should we say that Toda kodem, why shekein teuna arba mine lechem? All, in the case of El Nazir, all the lechamim can be broken down into two categories. As the Gemara says that 20 lechamim that accompany the El Nazir, 10 of which are matzah, and 10 are called rekike matzah. In contrast, when we get to Toda, there are arba mine lechem, the four categories of lechem, there are 10 chalos chametz, 30 matzah, which divide up into three different categories. 10 are chalos matzahs, 10 are kiki matzahs, and 10 are muvrachos. So there's a certain priority, a certain superiority to toda above El Nazir, Odilma, shall we say? No, El Nazir Kodem, Shekein Yeshimo Damim Achirim. Together with the El Nazir, which is a carbon shlamim, the Nazir has to bring also a chatas and an ola. So there's an entire series of three karbonos which the Nazir has to bring at the termination of his Naziris. Whereas Toda is a carbon that's brought in and of itself. It's not part of a seder of three karbonos. Tashma, let's quote a brisa to be machriya this safek. Zu kodemes lezu. The Toda comes before the El Nazir. And why is that? Because zutun arbamini lachem, vizu einatuna elashnemini lechem. So it's explicit here in the brisa that Toda gets kedima over El Nazir. The Mishnah says that shlamim kodmim lebachar. Why? Because shlamim have three milas. They, number one, they require matan or arba. They require nesachim, smicha, tnufas chaz v'shok. So the Gemara asks, adarava, bechar kodem, bechar has a superior mila that doesn't exist in shlamim, shekein kedushas mirechem imo, meaning the kedushas bechar is from the time that it emerged from its mother's womb. But shlamim, you need a hakdasha. And furthermore, the ode, the bechar is nechal lekohanim, only lekohanim, exclusively, where shlamim is eaten for even a non-kohen. And the Gemara answers, afilu hachi mitzvos yiseros adife. The reason why the milas of shlamim trump those of bechar is because shlamim have mitzvos yiseros. As we said before, they have matan arva, smicha, nesachim, tnufas, chaz v'shok. Habachar kodim lemaiser. Why? They should do shasam irechem v'nechal lekonim. Adarava maiser behema kodim lebachar. Why? What's the maila of maiser? Shekein mekadesh lefonov uliachorov. That maiser could be mekadesh the ninth animal or the 11th animal. In other words, the special din that was miskadesh, that the Torah revealed to us in maiser behema, is that if at the time that he sends the animals out of the corral and he starts counting them one by one, if he would count the ninth animal or the tenth animal as the asiri, and again he did it betos, not necessarily intending to do so, nevertheless they gain this kedusha. And this is a Mishnah Masechta Bechoros on Daf Hei. The Mishnah addresses the question, in such a case, would he made such a mistake? What happens to all these three behemos? And in any event, the Gemara there in Bechoros indicates that the chiddush here is not is only with regard to the chias and the achatasre, but let's say animals that came out of the corral before chias or after the 11th, they don't receive the kedusha, even if he called out asiri kodesh. And not only that, there's a limitation with regard to the 11th behema, if he called it maaser, that its kedusha is only ikar measiris eshma, only if he replaces the 10th with the 11th. In other words, he calls the 10th the 9th, and then he calls the 11th the 10th. But if he called Asiris to both the 10th and the 11th, in such a case, the 11th does not become Kadosh. But be that as it may, the Gemara argues now that Ma'aseh Behemah has this tremendous Chidush, which you don't find anything parallel in the case of Bechor. And the Gemara answers, "Afilu hachi." Nevertheless, despite the maila of maaser, is kedusha merechem adifa. The element of the animal was kodesh when it emerged from its mother's body. That trumps the adifa. That trumps the maila of of Makadish Lefonav Liachorov. The Mishnah says that Maiser Kodem Leofos, because Maiser is a Zevach, it's a Behemoth, and it has the status of Kodshei Kodshim. Adarabba, the Gemara asks, on the contrary, Ophos Kodmi, there's something in Ophos that should give it Kedima above Maiser Behema. And what's that? Shekain Kodshei Kodshim. The Karban Ola is, even in the case of an Oph, is Kodshei Kodshim. Which means that the Basar of the oaf is nechal lekohanim, is kodshei kodshim. In other words, maaser behema, the dam and the murim are kodshei kodshim, but the basar is nechal lechol adam, and it doesn't have the status of kodshei kodshim. Whereas in the case of oaf, when we're talking about a chatas ha'oaf, the basar is considered kodshei kodshim. It's only eaten in the azar by kohanim, by zichrei kohuna. So in the case of a chatas ha'of, l'chor has a kedusha that supersedes that of maaser behema, because maaser behema, the meat of the korban, has the same status as kodshim kalim, and it can be eaten by even non-kohanim anywhere in Yerushalayim. So although the Mishnah has a good argument that the dam and the murim of Maiser are kodshei kodshim, but does that outweigh the fact that the chatas ha'of has the maila that the basar is kodshei kodshim? And the Gemara answers, afilu hachi min zevach adif. Nevertheless, the fact that Meiser is min zevach, in other words, we shech the animal as opposed to malika in the case of an oaf, that gives it a superior status. And its kedusha is that much greater because of the min zevach concept. The Gemara now brings a din of Ravina bar Shilo and bring support from our Mishnah to this din. Omar Ravina bar Shilo, a more kodshim kalim, the avarim of kodshim kalim, which are brought on the mizbeach, sheyatu, that they left the azor lifnei zrikas domim, before the karbon had its zrikas domim, psulim, the emurim become posel. They can no longer be brought onto the mizbeach. What's the chiddush of Ravina bar Shilo? That even though legabi meila, that's not the din. If a person has hanah from emurim kodshim kalim before zrikas adam, he doesn't violate the isur meila. He's not chayav a keren and a chomesh and an asham for me'ila. And the reason for that is because we don't consider the emurim as kodshim kalim before zrikas adam. And the isur me'ila and the hanah only applies after zrikas hadam. It comes along Ravina bar Shilo to be mechadesh that even though the emurim are not considered kodshim kodshim, as far as me'ila is concerned, nevertheless, they do have a status as kodshei kodshim as far as the din that you're not allowed to bring them out of the azara. And if you bring them out of the azara, they become psulim v'tonatuna. And let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hamaiser kodem liofos mitneshu zevach v'yeshno kodshei kodshim domo ve'imurov." So why did the Tana mention domo ve'emurov? Bishleim, we understand emurim. That's because less nu biofos. In the case of a korban oaf, there's no emurim that are brought on the mizbeach, and that's the mile of meiser vis-a-vis oaf. Eladam mia isa, but this is a common denominator to both zevach and. And Zevach here in the case of Meiser, and ofos, that in both cases the karmon has an esinas dam al mizbeach. So you can't say that there's a maila to meiser above of insofar as dam is concerned. So why did the Mishnah mention dam? Elalav karmashmalan, the best way of saying this is to assume that the Mishnah, the Tanavat Mishnah, wants to mention domo to be mechadish that a murim ki domo, a certain kind of an analogy, an equation between a murim and dam. To tell me what? That ma damo lifnei zrika, just like the case of dam is before zrika. In other words, when we talk about yesh but ma'isa dam and it's kodesh kadoshim, we're talking about before zrika. Is af emurim kodem zrika. And so too, in the case of Emurim, based on this analogy, we're talking before Zrika, the Kakari Lahu in the Mishnah calls the Emurim Kodshe Kodshim. And what is the Mishnah trying to teach me here? By classifying the Emurim as Kodshe Kodshim before Zrika, Ma Domo Mifsal B'Yotze, just like there's a Psul Yotze, in the case of dam that was taken out of the Azor before Zrika, because dam is considered Kodshe Kodshim even before Zrika, af emurim before Zrika, mifsalei biyotze. If you took the emurim out of the Azor before Zrika, they're still considered Kodshe Kodshim and there's a psul yotze. And that's why the Mishnah is now a support text for Ravina Bar Shilo, that emurim that were taken out of the Azor before the Zrika Sadam become posul. And the Gemara says, Nema Misayele. Shall we say that this is a raya for Ravina Bar Shilo? And the reason why the Gemara wants to analyze this is because there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish with regard to Besar Kodshim Kalim, the Basar of Kodshim Kalim, which is Nechal Abaylim, that's called Kodshim Kalim, Sheyotza, if the Basar goes Chutzla Zora, Lifnei Zrikas Damim, before there was a Zrikas Dam of the carbon on the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kosher, you're allowed to eat the Basar. And Reish Lakish says, Possel, and you're not allowed to eat the Basar. And Gemara explains that Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kosher, hold the Sofa Lotzeis, it's going to go out of the Azor afterwards because the Bailam are allowed to eat these Kodshim Kalim anywhere in Yerushalayim. So therefore, Yitzia is not a Psul. And therefore, even if it left the Azor before Zrika Saddam, there's no reason to parcel it. It's Sofo Lotzeis. Reish Lakish Amar, on the other hand, parcel Shadayin Lo Igiyaz Mana Lotzeis. When are you allowed to take it out of the Azora? That's only after the Zrika Saddam. But at this point, it's Asa Bachila, and therefore, if it leaves the Azora at this point before Zrika, it's Nifsal, even though it's Sofo Lotzeis. And the Gemara now is Medayik, Ad Kan Lo Pliyel Bibosar, Vabbe Murim Lo. It would seem that the entire machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is limited to the case of Basar that left the Azara before Zrika Saddam. Rabbi Yochanan is not Nifsal since it's Sofo Lotzeis. Aval they murim, as far as they murim is concerned, which are brought on the Mizbeach, lo, there was never a machlokas, and even Rabbi Yochanan would admit that if they left the Azara before Zrika Saddam, then they become posel, because you can't say sofa lotzeis. So the din of Ravina Bar Shilo comes out lufi kulam, according to everyone. And the Gemara is going to reject this raya. But I think now it's already late. We're going to stop here. And Mirtz Hashem will continue this tomorrow. We'll have to review the last piece. And we'll go over the Chiddush of Ravina Bar Shilo and see the relation between Ravina Bar Shilo and the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding Besar Kodshim Kalim Sheyotzu Chutz Lazor Lefnei Zrika Saddam. Mirtz Hashem.